And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at Day at the Docks, as we said in the first hour. Pete Gray out of the country down in Panama on a great trip, and we're looking forward next week to hearing it. But I'm here with my buddy Corey Sannon from MC Swim Baits. We're hanging out live here at Day at the Docks, taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up microphone questions, and just having an all-around good time. And
Rick, you couldn't ask for a more beautiful day. It's gorgeous down here.
Perfect
weather and a lot of people down here. And look at this.
Yeah.
We had
John from CalStar.
Unbelievable.
Sweetened the pot in a big way as far as our giveaways today.
Big way.
So as you heard at the beginning of the show, every person who steps up to the microphone, and now you can see why, you know, Sean obviously saw what's going on. Sean, come run up to the microphone. Every person that steps up to the microphone today is going to be eligible to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses again.
Which, by the way, I could be using at this moment, as beautiful as the day
yeah,
as it is.
No doubt. It's a bright and sunny day down here at Day at the Docks in Point Loma. We're giving away the Barrier Reef. It's a really cool, the brand new style for Maui Jim, the Barrier Reef. It has a blue turquoise frame, the new blue Hawaii lens, and that super thin glass. So a killer pair of Maui Jims. That's going to one person who steps up to the microphone to ask a question today. And as if that wasn't enough, you know, this $250 pair of sunglasses wasn't enough, our great buddy John from CalStar just walked over to sweeten the pot with a brand new CalStar Graphiter 770 heavy rod. Not only does CalStar make the finest rods on the planet, this was our single most popular CalStar Graphiter we sold last year. With all that big bluefin around, all that great yellowfin fishing at Guadalupe, great rig for your flat fall, Talica 20, the 7.7 heavy for 80-pound was our single most popular graphiter we sold. So how cool that one lucky person that steps up to the mic is going to win that rod.
So cool. All I have to do is step up to the mic and ask a question.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is straight from the factory.
Yeah, yeah. John literally walked over and handed it to us. He said, you don't need to do that. He goes, I know, we're CalStar. This is what we do. So very, very cool opportunity. Again, if you want to ask a question, see Gary White, see the cowboy, let him know, hey, I want to ask a question. I want to get my shot at winning that CalStar Graphiter or those brand-new Maui Jim sunglasses. And speaking of Fisherman's Processing, we've got the fish pro himself. What's up, Sean? Sean Sebring from Fisherman's Processing. Join us. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show, Corey. Good to have you on the team. Rick, always good to see you.
You too, buddy. Now, as always, your booth has become famous every time there's a show. Like, I always look down the vendor list. Okay, Killer Sean's going to be there. We got some goods coming. So what are you guys doing here for Day at the Docks?
We've got all of our samples, as usual. We've got smoked wahoo, smoked yellowfin tuna. I've got all three jerkies. It's teriyaki, pepper, and spicy. And I've got four cheeses that have been smoked, cold smoked with applewood. I got Gouda, Swiss, sharp cheddar, and pepper jack.
That sounds incredible.
You guys originally made one cool thing to bust out at, like, the Saturday party. Now you're making the Saturday party. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And then two new items that we just brought out is we have a all-purpose rub that will go right on your fillets.
Okay. Wonderful. Tell us about that.
We made it ourselves.
Okay.
It's a rub that you...
like a dry rub.
It's a dry rub. Kind of herby, really kind
That's
of...
That's awesome.
You know, it can go on chicken, it can go on fish. It's kind of all-purpose.
Okay.
And we also have our hickory smoked salt. It's a finishing salt with a hickory smoked flavor on them. It's excellent.
Dude,
it's really
good
on...
You guys got it going on.
We got more coming.
That's so cool.
We're just getting started. And those salts are great on, you know, you put on your steak or on vegetables or on a salad. It's really good.
What a cool. And we have samples of that stuff here?
Sampling the salt or the all-purpose rub, but I have it to sell.
Okay, perfect.
And then, you know, you can also talk to me about your future trips, going out fishing. You want to get signed up for fish processing? We got that going on, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is the home of Fisherman's Processing.
We have a Day of the Docks show special that you guys can come by the booth, and I'll tell you all about it. And we got show specials also on the items that we sell, the smoked fish, the jerky, and the spices, and the cheese.
You know, one of my favorite things, Sean, I mean, you're totally leading the way in the whole deal and with the fish processing, is the burger.
Oh, yeah. We got our tuna burgers here for sale also. You get the twin pack for $9.95. Excellent. Even with that rub that I just told you about, the burger and that rub, great combination.
And a pair it with the cheese?
We had a caller call yesterday who was wanting to go fishing with Jim Hughes and talking about, you know, do they still fillet on the boat and things like that. And Corey's answer, my favorite, what are you, nuts? He's like, you're taking the fish for processing. Like, there is no better way to, you know, he was trying to come up with all the great ways, you know, to get fish home. And you've been dealing with that your whole life from, you know, canning days way back until, you know, with helping everybody unload fish to now the premium service of Fisherman's Processing. I mean, guys that don't necessarily live in San Diego, you've been an expert and a pioneer in that as far as getting the fish back with the best product. But there is no doubt on the, you know, if somebody's not in town, you're able to fillet that fish, break it all the way down to fillets. The same day their long-range trip comes in, pack it full of ice, send them home, or ship it to them, or whatever. I mean, you guys just literally handle everything.
Yeah, believe it or not, we got the shop rocking right now. American Angler had a really nice trip, 27 bluefin. They all headed over to the shop this morning. I got Raymond and the guys working at the shop while we're doing the show. And by the way, I've been doing this Day to Dogs. I haven't missed one since 1984.
Isn't that incredible, Sean?
It's incredible. Yeah.
Well, Sean, it's an awesome opportunity. I know you got the booth rocking here, the processing facilities going. Yeah. Probably a cool opportunity. I mean, I know that it's not like you give tours, but if a guy is here at Day at the Docks and wants to come by and check out your beautiful shop, see the lounge you've created there, I'm sure somebody could cruise on over after they've bought their cheese and a couple of tuna burgers.
Absolutely.
And go check out the shop.
And we call it the market. You know, in the lobby area there, we get the market. Will be open from noon to four today.
Perfect.
So if you leave the show between those hours, stop by the shop, get a tour.
And Liberty Station is so close to here.
And
easy to get in, free parking there. And
oh, yeah.
Super easy.
And plenty of parking, yeah.
Yeah.
Sean, great job. Appreciate it. So, again, if somebody wants to get in on the new rub, the salts, the jerky, the tuna burgers, everything, they can just come right up to your booth right here at Day of the Docks. Load up.
Come up. Yeah, I'll be there all day. And Melanie and Brian will be there with me. Just ask us whatever questions you have.
Awesome. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, we appreciate that. And, hey, we appreciate you. Again, if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, it's been a very busy day, busy with our stand-up microphone, busy with our phone calls. If you want to give us a call this morning, get your opportunity to win in that three-quarter-day trip, actually a full-day trip, on board the Liberty, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's grab Wayne, who's calling us from Point Loma, has got a question for us this morning. Beauty of living in Point Loma, Wayne, is it's not a long trek to get down to Day at the Docks for you this morning, is it?
No, it's not, Rick. It's just my bicycle ride down here.
All right.
Corey, I wanted to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Wayne.
Originally on your other radio show many years ago.
Yes, thank you,
Wayne.
One
of the things I miss about that show is you used to talk hunting a lot.
Outdoors, anyway,
yeah. Do you plan to talk a little hunting on this
show
now?
Maybe not so much hunting, Wayne, but I love the outdoors. Like I said in the intro for me coming on the show was from hiking and lake fishing to tide pooling to, you know, just I love outdoors.
Outdoors, I
truly do. Fishing is my life and my love and my passion.
Rick hunts. I hunt.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Yes, let's talk it up a little bit.
Don't threaten us with a good time, buddy. Yeah,
hey,
right,
September 1st isn't that far away.
Yeah, turkey's going on right now.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, welcome. September 1st, the way, would be my prediction for the Shelter Island boat launch.
Well, if that happens then...
It isn't close.
Well, what do you do?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be happy when it's done.
I think it's going to be a fresh. But like you said, go to Dana Landing, grab an Alexis sandwich and some, you know, and a couple of cold ones before you go. And then when it's open, we're going to be stoked. I think we're almost double the capacity as far as room that we're going to have there. So is it frustrating that it's not open now? Sure, but you know what? It's going to happen soon enough, and it'll be all good.
Well, good morning to both.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you, Wayne.
Appreciate that very much. How about TJ? TJ from Lemon Grove out there with us this morning. I think TJ's cruising up to the microphone right now. Thanks for hanging with us this morning, TJ.
TJ's putting in for this CalStar rod.
Yeah.
Morning, guys.
Exactly. What's up, TJ?
Tried to catch up with Rick at the Fred Hall show, but he was doing about 6,000 miles an hour behind his booth. So.
That's a tough one, TJ.
Question was about the flatfall discussion yesterday about how to terminally rig them up. Do you guys ever think about maybe using nylon-coated wire, or would be a 130-pound fluoro be the best way to tie right onto the jig.
To rig your flat falls, you
yes,
mean?
Yes, sir.
Well, I would say, why don't we do this? Better than I answering for you, again, that's the beauty of having the Shimano guys here. We had a question about rigging flat falls from TJ here. If you want to cruise over, you can grab the microphone here and introduce yourself. My apologies. All right. Good morning.
Morning, Rick. Thanks for having me on this
morning. Yeah, yeah. So he had a question about rigging flat falls.
Yeah.
As far as bluefin tuna fishing,
sure.
We had all that influx of big fish this year, concerns of wanting to use heavy leaders. There's always been talk of changing hooks, not changing hooks, adding not. Do you have any professional opinion as far as how we could how we can best cover ourselves when we're fishing those big tunas with those flat falls?
Well, definitely the most important thing is to have that heavy leader on there.
Okay.
Just because of the way that jig falls, because it's being falling when you get bit.
Right.
You're not winding that jig into the corner of the mouth like you would with a standard yo-yo jig like that. So you're not typically hooking that fish in the corner and having all the line outside of their mouth. Those big bluefin with those small jigs just inhale that jig.
Right.
And a lot of times you have line in there, so you definitely want to have a big, heavy leader on there. And whether it's fluoro or mono doesn't make too much difference. And then with that jig, those hooks that are on there are more designed for more inshore-style fishing. So you want to put a nice, big, heavy-duty single hook on there, and that's gonna stick much better in those big fish for a long fight.
There's a lot of different ways to add hooks to them, whether you're using somebody's pre-made aftermarket assist hooks that you could add to the top or the bottom. I know at Fisherman's Landing, in addition to those, we have a bunch of jigs that we just send out to one of our guys to re-braise a 7691 style hook on there. And people ask all the time, the beauty of that flat fall, the way that it falls, it especially in the larger jigs, I can't speak for 100 gram or how putting different hooks on affects the sink, but those big ones, those 200 grams, 250 gram jigs, they seem to fall just great no matter. I mean, I've seen some Frankenstein jobs of 5 and 6 and 7 hooks all over those things, and they still get bit just fine. So I think adding a couple of big hooks and some heavy, heavy leader, it's just a safety, it's just a safety move.
Yeah, absolutely. That's totally right. You definitely lose a lot less fish when you rig it properly.
So as far as the fluoro or mono, do you recommend either a Yozuri pink or a Seaguar pink or just plain clear?
Yeah, just plain clear works fine. And most of the time where these fish are eating these flat falls, a lot of it's at night or in the gray light, so it's a real low visibility situation.
Right.
So those fish aren't seeing too much. They're just seeing something glowing that's falling.
And that's exactly what Jim Hughes was talking about yesterday. Was a lot of it is night bites. A lot of them do have glow, and the bites come at night. You can go super, super heavy. Jim even said they double up on the 130 sometimes. Imagine that. I mean, that's
like a tow line.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
The one thing I'll say is the jigs have been, there's no question, it's been the most popular lure of the year, the last couple years in a row. They're all in stock right now. I would just get those things now. It's just
I have some of the glows and a couple of the pink and blues. And when I was out on the Western Outdoor News Tournament last year, a guy had a glow one, and he got bit off like 10 feet from the boat.
Oh,
and it was horrible because it
heartbreaking.
Was he was 45 minutes on that fish, and that's why I was asking a question about putting a tow cable on that thing so we don't lose them.
Yeah, exactly. You're hooking a fish of a lifetime. You want to make sure everything is dialed in and correct before you start. That way you only have to worry about fighting the fish. You don't have to worry about something going wrong.
Right. Well,
good
thanks,
call.
Guys.
Appreciate it, TJ, very much.
It's all good.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Speaking of biting bluefins, we got the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line today. That Catch Report sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza knives are made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's much easier to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives, as well as hunting, general-purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check anzaknives.com for more details. That's anzaknives.com. And let's talk to your saltwater guide. Captain Dave Hansen is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Hey. What about that tomahawk going down there catching limits yesterday? Those bluefin just want to come to San Diego. They want to get on the boat and ride back up here to San Diego.
We are welcoming them with open arms.
But the big problem, Ricky and Corey, is here we go again. If you look at buoy weather, hang on to your hats tomorrow. You do not want to be on the water tomorrow. It is going to blow. It blew day before yesterday, and I was out fishing yesterday. The water's 54 degrees locally at Dana Point. It was so cold, it's unbelievable. I had a rough time getting bit, but I ended up catching 4 nice calicos yesterday on the Grunion. The fish want to bite, but the wind just needs to stop blowing. If you look at the weather, right after tomorrow, it's going to get good. It's going to get good for we got a 5-day window of really good weather. So I think if everything goes the way that the weatherman makes it look, if you look around, we're going to start finding some fish in our area again here. The biggest problem we've had this week is just a phenomenal amount of wind. But then again, if you look, every April the wind blows. Corey, Rick, you guys know that. The wind blows every April. We get little windows in between the wind blow, and then the table's set, and here comes May. There's a phenomenal amount of bait everywhere you go. Everybody's talking about bait. There's bait everywhere, sardines and anchovies all over the coast, all over the islands. The kelp beds are coming back tremendously with all this cold water. So just hang on, guys. Get through this little wind blow tomorrow, and then get back out on the water and start fishing again. Like I always say, the best thing to do, it'll cure everything in your life. You got to go fishing.
I like that. You know, the one thing that I can say about, you know, on a plus side, and Corey, is just like you said, Dave, this happened week after week after week. Even after having significant wind events, that fish is still there biting. You know what I mean?
It recovers really
exactly
pretty darn fast. And Dave, you're mentioning the wind in April. You know, April, May is typical wind, and last 5 years have been far from typical, as you know, Dave.
Yeah,
to say the least. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Well, some great news, great information, great to hear about biting fish. And if you want to keep up to date with the best in biting fish out there, there's no doubt the best information is with fishdope.com. And if somebody wants to sign up and save themselves $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com, just punch in the code HOOKUPNOW. That's HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is going to save you $20 on a new membership. And also, Dave, if somebody wants to get great information on how to, the latest spots, and all kinds of cool video footage, how do we keep in touch with you and your website?
Well, that's the really nice thing about Jason and Ollie. We're all three of us are working together. I'm working with them on their website, Fish Dope. I do give all the call-ins. I still give all the information to them. And then if you want to pinpoint your skills and take it another step further, you can sign up to my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I'll be more than happy to go with you if I have a time and teach you how to use your boat. But if I don't have time, you can go to my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and you can get all the information there also.
Great job, as always. Appreciate it, Dave, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. Corey, you sound great on the radio, buddy.
Oh, hey, thanks, Dave. Yeah, we're missing you down here today. I think everybody's here. We've seen Harold Davis to Wayne from CCA to the whole group down here. You're missing it,
Dave. Yeah, we need a Dave Hansen seminar down here to get everybody riled up.
Yeah, I wish I could, but Kelly and I are going to buy a ring today.
Oh, look at you. Attaboy. Right on, Dave.
On the radio. There you go.
Well, congrats,
yeah,
buddy, and we'll look forward.
Yeah, official announcement just made.
All right, buddy. Well,
congratulations.
Congratulations, man. That's awesome. I think she's crazy, but I'm really happy for you both.
Yep, but 10 years she put up with me. We're going to make it official.
That's awesome, buddy. Well, congrats, Dave. We sure appreciate the call, and we wish that you both the very, very best. And, hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals.
sales. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com. Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com.
Hey, that's it. It's time for the Newport Boat Show, the West's oldest and biggest yacht show, celebrating 45 years as the premier yacht show in the West. It's at the beautiful Newport Beach. Let's face it, it's the ultimate location for big boats there in Newport. You can spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West. More than 200 boats, including trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats, and more. You're going to find a wide range of new products and services that make owning a big boat more enjoyable. April 19th through the 22nd at the Lido Marina Village. Rain or shine, it's Thursday, noon to 7. Friday and Saturday, 10 to 7. And Sunday from 10 to 5. Admission is just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. They have active duty military discounts, free off-site parking and shuttle service. For more information or to purchase your tickets, go online to NewportBeachBoatShow.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, live here at Day at the Docks 2018. So much great stuff going on. The show is in full swing, even though it technically doesn't start till 9. You're crazy if you're not down here already.
It's in full swing, yeah. Rick.
I would say this show started when they dropped the hammer at the Friends of Rollo.
Oh, that was like a stampede of Buffalo right there.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt it was. Well, hey, we've got a bunch of people that are wanting to step up to the microphone. We got a bunch of great phone calls on hold. So we're going to start off rolling into the phones. But before we do that, I want to let you know of a very cool opportunity to get to go fishing with us. We mentioned it yesterday. Every year, our Kingfisher Charters trip up to Sitka, Alaska sells out. It's right over Father's Day. My dad and I go every year. This, I think, will be our 21st year going together. It's going to be a great opportunity, and every year it sells out right away, and this year was no exception. I think we were sold out months ago, but we just had a double cancellation. Two folks, unfortunately, had to bail out, so there is an opportunity. opportunity to go. We don't mention it for the sake of getting the trip filled up. I mean, it's prime dates. It is going to fill. It's a lot more so just for you to get the opportunity to go with us because we want some Let's Talk Hookup friends to be up there with us. So, again, if you want to join us on our Kingfisher Charters trip, you can jump on our website, hookup1090.com. Look at the trips page. Find all the information. We leave the Sunday of Father's Day for an awesome opportunity to go fishing up at Kingfisher Charters. It's a really fun time. And in addition to that, while you're down here today for Day at the Docks, once you've seen all the great boats here and you've toured your outside, you've gone fishing in the kids' pond, got some great food, bought some great tackle, step on down the walkway just past Point Loma Seafoods, and you're going to get to do the Sea Keeper Demo Day. It's happening right now at Big Bay Yachts, and Big Bay Yachts is Scott Lampe's great facility. It's just down the walkway there, so once you've bought your tackle, had a great time, stop on in, get your Point Loma Seafood sandwich and a cold beer up top, and then head on.
I promise you, I will be at Point Loma Seafood.
Head on down the way to Big Bay Yachts and check out the beautiful Sea Keeper demo boat. It's just an awesome, awesome ride, and their slogan is "Take a ride, be amazed," and that's exactly what you do when you see that Sea Keeper stop a boat in the water from rocking. It's a pretty amazing deal. Hey, let's jump into the phones. We've got some very patient callers. Talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, since we're celebrating sport fishing in San Diego today, I was curious. Any idea on how many sport fishing boats are down there at the three landings in total, and how many anglers got out fishing with them last year?
That's a very cool piece of info to have. I don't have an answer for you. I mean, I can't imagine, Corey, that we would, but you know, I don't think it would be too difficult to find just with all of the electronic information that we have now. You know, I mean, there's
and scrolling down and counting how many boats they have to offer. But
yeah,
but I mean, you could guess maybe in the 50 range.
I would think so for sure. Most landings between their half day, three quarter day, and all the long range boats, there's probably, you know, 20 to 30 boats at each of the landings. And you know, and as far as passengers, boy, I don't even have a guess. It'd be a very cool figure to come up with. I would think like a sportfishingreport.com or somebody like that who's really good at compiling catch information and things like that would be your best bet. So I wish I could give you an answer, Don. I have no idea, but it'd be a fun one to look up and maybe be a fun one to find and put on the website.
I just, you know, it's we're celebrating, you know, we're blessed to have such
it.
A great landing, you know, group of landings down there. And, you know, we're always under pressure. I think it would be great for people to know how many, you know, folks actually get out on the water every year, especially in San Diego.
It's a great call, Don. Well, I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to trying to track down that info and get it to you here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Take care. Have a great day.
All right, Don.
Great day,
thanks
guys.
A lot for that, buddy. You got it. Pablo from Chula Vista is joining us. Pablo's got a question for the stand-up microphone. Good morning, Pablo.
Hey, I want to welcome this young man right here, Corey. Great addition.
Thank you.
Great addition. More, buddy.
I couldn't be more humbled, honestly.
There's so much knowledge right there. Pick his brain all day.
No doubt, buddy. That's what we're looking forward to.
One of the things I was asking about, wanted to ask about was why don't they use wire on those flat falls? You know, the coated wire or something?
As far as attaching your hooks or attaching your leader?
To the flat fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a short leader
instead
of wire.
Instead of a piece of fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, wire certainly would work. There's maybe, pros and cons.
Maybe more
both,
so in the night bite might work better, huh, Rick?
Yeah, I think that there's no reason that it wouldn't work in the dark. The one thing about wire, too, is wire is obviously the best as far as abrasion resistance and them chewing through, but wire doesn't have nearly the shock strength that monofilament or fluorocarbon has either. So when things like snap tight real fast, wire is not nearly as strong in that sense as a mono or fluoro. As far as that thing being in their gut and them chewing on it, yeah, for sure they're not gonna chew through it as easy as they are heavy fluoro. I mean, there's probably part of it is the less visible factor, part of it's the shock, and part of it is it would work just fine. We just don't rig with wire nearly as much. So. Mm. I think if you were doing it in the dark or the ultra low light condition, I think it would work just fine. But with that said, I think a heavy piece of fluorocarbon is not going to really cause you much in the way of negative issues. Mm-hmm. And you know, you get some of that 150 pound fluoro, you're probably not going to have to. But man, I see no reason not to give it a shot.
I just wonder why nobody's using it. You don't hear of anybody using wire. I got one more little comment.
Please.
I know there's a lot of parents here with kids, and San Diego Anglers, they help with the ponds down here. Bring your kids down. Let's do some fishing. And those kids need to learn how to fish.
Well, and just to explain that a little bit further, Pablo, they have little ponds or little captive areas set up where they have Abraham Brothers has helped put the mackerel into these containment areas, and they're very hungry. It's like going to the Fred Hall show and catching the trout. And they bait them up, and the kids are catching fish and having a great time.
Totally free.
Everything's free today. Yeah. Like, you're a fool for not being down there.
I know. My nephews usually come and meet me down here. Those kids want to go fishing.
And the San Diego Anglers help run the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
They're thinking.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And you're right, and they sure deserve the kudos because things run so smooth, too. I mean, it's a highly popular event, but they have multiple fishing pens and multiple locations to do it at, and it runs clean and easy. And, great call, Pablo, all
okay,
the way
buddy.
Around. Thanks. Hey, appreciate it coming down. Thanks for that. How about Refugio? Refugio still hanging with us? Refugio from Laverne is up next on our stand-up mic question. What's up, Refugio?
Good morning, all. Beautiful day here.
Yeah.
My question is for Corey. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Thank you. Appreciate
for
it.
For those of us that don't know that much about you and what you bring to the show, can you give us a little information as to what your background is?
Yeah, absolutely.
The fishing background.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in the Hawaiian Gardens area, and I've talked about it on the show before, and fished inshore, and as a kid, fished in the lakes there at El Dorado Park, and lived in San Diego since, 1985, and worked with the bait company for 12 years, catching your bait down here on the EBCO and the
That's
Catch-A-Lot,
so cool.
And worked at Seaforth for about 5-6 years, roughly, sold your tickets at the ticket window there, and in the meantime, doing that, I was at MC Swim Baits, and I've done that for over 20 years now. I've had the lure company and still single-handedly do it. And so really, truly have been a part of the industry for over 30 years. So it's kind of neat to humbly be a part of the whole thing. And I don't know. How do you say
awesome.
It, Rick?
I think you nailed it. The thing that blows me away about Corey and the MC Swim Baits part of it is just – is that every, there's literally thousands of swim baits inside the shop here, and every single one of them was poured by Corey's hand.
Single-handedly, right? So
there's no doubt Corey could get a guy to pour baits for him and kick out double the number of baits, but it's just not his style. Like, the reason that you don't see a single overpour and you don't see a single color that's funky or a single color that bleeds is because he's not relying on somebody else's, opinion on how good a bait is supposed to look. Like, everyone meets that standard, and that's why, they are the best. I'm not saying it's a blow smoke for Corey. They're perfect, and there's a reason for it.
I appreciate that, Rick. But so you figure, from the bait company 12 years, Seaforth for 5 or 6 years, and it's, and working with Fishman's Landing and Dana Landing and all the shops that I'm in, it's truly, they're all family-based, and so having me on the show, I appreciate it, and I appreciate the question. And for you stepping up to the mic, look at this beautiful Calstar rod that you're in for. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank you.
Refugio. Hey, when you catch them, the next thing you need to do is be able to cook them. And the guy that we have online right now is the best in the game at it, and that's Yanni from the Fisherman's Belly. He's on the line right now. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. God, I wish I could be at the docks today, but I'm busy working and finishing up my brand new recipe. Oh, my God. You guys are going to die. Are you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
LT.
I'm assuming we're talking some sort of a BLT?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sandwiches. BLT.
Excellent.
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches. So listen, I was listening to Let's Talk Cook Up last week, and you guys were talking about tuna. I was thinking about BLT, so I put the two together. I came up with a seared tuna BLT. And
nice.
I am telling you, the family went absolutely goo-goo gaga over this. Oh, my God. And it is such an easy, simple thing to do, but the combination of a seared tuna on top of a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich is just totally incredible. Oh, my God. And my recipe is just packed full of tips and tricks on how to sear tuna, and even better yet, how to cook the most perfect tender and crispy bacon you've ever had before.
I love it.
That sounds so good, Yanni. I wonder, you know, Yanni, just as a little tidbit in there, I wonder how the Fishman's Processing burger, the tuna burger, would go in there.
You know, that. Speaking of Fishman's Processing, that would be excellent. And by the way, I did use tuna that I got from Fishman's Processing. They always do such a great job vacuum bagging that tuna. But you're absolutely right. A Fisherman's Processing tuna burger would be outstanding on that sandwich just as well.
I love it. Well, Yanni, if somebody wants to find that great recipe or any of the great ones, and for those that don't know about Fisherman's Belly, the way that you kind of lay the website out is so killer as far as all the search queries you can do. You know, if you've got a piece of fish at home, if you got a piece of tuna and you're trying to decide what to do for it, you can just click on the tuna category and all the great recipes that you've had over the years are available and super easy to follow, and most all of them have a video to roll right along with it. It's a great job, and if somebody wants to see that or any of the great stuff you do at Fisherman's Belly, how do we find you?
You bet. On the website at fishermansbelly.com, or my YouTube channel is called Fisherman's Belly Channel. I've got a
Well, I think we lost Yanni there, Rick, but we get the gist of it.
You got it. Fishermansbelly.com. Again, that's going to be your best source for the information, fishermansbelly.com. And why don't we take another stand-up microphone question? We got Tim and Hannah here for their first time at the Day of the Docks, or at least Tim is. I'm sure Hannah's not too far behind. Probably.
Tim, you're in for a treat down here today.
I have no idea where my daughter is.
She's probably scoping out some good deals at the Fisherman's Landing booth.
Oh, here she is. Okay, well, I've been doing the Fred Hall Show my entire life. She's been doing it her entire life, but this is our first time here at Day at the Dock.
All right.
So where do we start?
You're here.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing about Day at the Docks is it's just a very open and easy event. And obviously there's all the vendors both in the Fisherman's Landing side of parking here. There's a ton more vendors down the way as you get towards H&M and Point Loma and Point Loma Seafoods. One thing that you guys definitely don't want to miss is to go out on the boats. You know, there's a lot of the boats have open houses. There's boat rides. A lot of the half-day boats will do super inexpensive boat rides. You go cruise around the bay, go around the bait receiver, and come back. And it's just a fun, open, killer, easy event. And don't forget to roll down to Point Loma Seafoods and grab some shrimp tacos before you go.
Actually, my favorite's a squid sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're really looking forward to it. So usually when I'm down here, I'm on the other side of the bay over on North Island.
All right.
And so a shout-out to my shipmates over at HSC3.
There you go.
Right on. Well, Hannah and Tim, we really appreciate you guys coming all the way down. I know it's a long trip, but I assure you it's a rad day, a lot of fun, good deals to be had, and I know how much you guys both like this fishing game. So everything you'd want to see be here for you for sure.
All right.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it very much. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Kenny, calling from Corey's old stomping grounds, Hawaiian Gardens. What's up, Kenny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, everybody. Good show.
Thanks, Kenny.
Hey, Corey, I got a little fish report for you. Me and the kids have been fishing over here at El Dorado, and we've just been killing the bass, you know, 1 to 3 pounds, occasional 4-5-er, you know, really good fishing right now.
Yeah, it's a really great inner-city chain of lakes. Very, if you're from San Diego, it's very close to what Santee Lakes would be.
Yeah, series.
But they're actually like triple the size of Santee Lakes. So
cool.
Very large inner-city set of lakes that I grew up on, and it's a beautiful place, Kenny.
Yeah, hey, we've been catching some really big bluegill, too, in the mix of that stuff, you know. I mean, extremely weird-sized bluegills, but a lot of fun. But, hey, Corey, The large slugs, I haven't fished them for a while, but I ran into you a few years ago at a show, and you showed me how to do them up with the spring, you know, fishing them weedless in the bad neighborhoods and stuff. You guys still doing it that way?
Yeah, it's definitely a fun way to do it. It's a little more difficult to rig than what would be like the weedless swim baits with the heavy-duty corkscrew already on the hooks and stuff like that, but yeah, it's definitely a fun way to do it. And like Kevin was talking about yesterday down at Cedros, they did very well. Rosie mentioned it this morning. With the lead-headed slug fishing down there, it can be a lot of darn fun. And anywhere from a shallow 10, 15 foot of water out to 150 foot of water with a lead-headed slug. It's really versatile. You don't go through a lot of them because the slug doesn't get the tail bit off. And you super glue them on. And And they work very, very well. They hold up extremely well.
That slug is the is the best lure that looks. It's so hard for guys. We talked about it when you were on the show last week. It looks so hard for guys to visualize in the shop because we're so used to seeing
fins
and tails.
Well,
and
yeah, what Rick's trying to say, I'll say it better.
Please.
It's difficult to understand how the darn thing's going to work.
Exactly. It's exactly it. You look at it and you're like, well, this clearly can't do anything. But when you put it in the water, it's the exact opposite. It looks the most natural way. It finds its own path and falls down, and it looks like something that would be in the water would look.
Works very, very well.
Yeah,
yep.
That's cool. Now, if somebody's going to El Dorado Park and fishing Kenny's little hot spot, you got a favorite MC swim bait that you'd be fishing in there?
You know, Kenny, if you try some of the like the little 3-inch little weedless baits, would probably work really, really well. Little tiny miniature weedless, a 3-inch.
Which is one of your newest
it is, yeah,
making,
it
right?
is, it is, yeah, yeah. You can go in your local tackle shop, Kenny, and get them for sure.
Kenny, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. All right, let's jump back into the phones. We got the man, Bart Hall, is on the line right now. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Bart.
Corey, you forgot when you were describing who it is you are, what you do, that you are the best calico bass fisherman on planet Earth, and then you never take me fishing.
Well, we need to make that happen, Bart, and I appreciate it. And that, truly, the inshore is my love and my passion in fishing. It's hometown USA for sure.
I'm with you on that one. I don't think there's anybody better at it, Bart.
Well, I just wanted to call and say how nice it was to hear you two on the radio, and it was, I know this is a permanent place for you now, Corey, and it sounds great, and I've really enjoyed it. Morning. So just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Bart, and look forward to another great series of Fred Hall shows next year. They were awesome this year, and I'm sure they'll sell out again with the booths for next year too, as it was this year.
No doubt. Thanks, Bart.
All right, guys.
I appreciate it very much. We'll jump back into our stand-up questions. Bill from Cardiff joining us next on Let's Talk Hookup. You ready, Bill?
No, it's Kirk.
Yeah, actually, we're looking for Bill there. Good morning, Bill. Come on up. What's up, Bill?
Kirk's trying to take over Bill's spot.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Corey.
What's up, Bill?
Hey, Mexican fishing. A personal boat going down there. Intimidation factor of the Navy. What's the issue? I haven't been. Are you safe with the Navy down there?
Are you doing anything wrong?
No.
Okay.
Then
you have nothing to fear. I mean, that's exactly it.
They're professional and they deal with you on an easy basis?
Very much so, just as our U.S. Coast Guard would.
Yeah, I've been checked 3 times now, since the newer regulations have come on. Every time has been super easy, just like Corey said, super professional and no issues. Just do your due diligence. Yeah. I got all my paperwork through the SACS website, the Sport Fishing Association of California.org. I just think they have it laid out the easiest. You basically go onto a web page that's all in English. It's written by guys in the SAC office that basically say, to go into Mexico, you need, you need an FMM. And this is, in plain English, this is what it is. Boom, 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 boom. Click here to pay for it. And you just click on that. It takes you right to the link. You fill out your paperwork. You pay for it. On our boat, we bring a Ziploc with us. We have our FMM paperwork, which is our paid receipt for everybody going. We take everybody's passport. We throw it in that bag. We take everybody's Mexican fishing license. We put it in the bag. We zip it up, and we just keep that behind the console of our boat. And on the rare but for sure occasional opportunity that you do get checked, drive the boat right down. A lot of times, what's happened to us is the guys will give us, I wouldn't even call it a flyby, but they'll, get ready to potentially board us, and we'll hold up our Ziploc just letting them know, hey, yeah, we got the paperwork for you. A lot of times they'll just wave at us and, okay, these guys clearly know what's going on. And then the few times we have been, quote-unquote, boarded, they've never put somebody on our boat, but they pull up alongside of us. They extend a net over. We drop our bag with all the paperwork into it. It's maybe a 5-minute process. They write your name down. They take a picture of the CF numbers of the boat, hand your stuff back to you, wave you off, have a great day, good luck, and boom, you're on your way.
Nice.
And it's just totally, totally not something to fear.
Okay. Cool, man. Thank you.
And it's totally something not to avoid either. I mean,
I agree. Yeah.
No, I mean, to do it right and to be down there and do it right.
Yeah.
Get on the SAC website.
Yep. Gotcha. Yeah. Is it as easy as it was 3 years ago when we didn't have to do nothing?
No.
Definitely not. But you know what? It's not that bad either. They made it not too difficult. And if there was a benefit, guys like yourself that have a boat, it's a very minimal amount of paperwork, and there are a lot of guys just like you that, I don't know, maybe I'm not sure that I want to do it. The crowds are way less than they ever were before. It's not difficult to obtain the paperwork. You can do it the night before, the morning of, at home, print everything out, boom, you're good to go. And there are some fantastic fishing at the islands, and the crowds just flat out are nothing like they used to be because there are still people that are intimidated and just don't want to go through the minor amount of work to get you there.
Gotcha. Cool. Great question. Thanks, guys.
Bill, appreciate it very much. All right. How about we try and sneak another in there? How about George from Carlsbad? George, you still hanging in there? What's up, George?
Morning, guys.
How are you?
I was wondering about white sea bass. It doesn't seem like it's been very productive this year so far. What do you think, Rick?
Well, Mark Wish was talking about actually pretty decent, very large white sea bass up and down the coast, and it's a little more that what Dave was talking about this morning is the April and May wind blows that kind of knock things down. And the last 5 years, you've seen things set up and stay set up through that entire April and May and stay consistent. But when you have these little wind blows, it just knocks it down a few days. And then it takes a few days to recover, bites for a couple. Then we get the wind event, which we're going to have supposedly tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what do you think, Rick?
I think that there are guys out there, like the Brandon Haywards of the world and guys like that, that are very good at catching resident white sea bass. That is not an easy game, but that fish lives in our kelp lines up and down the beach, and they're very condition-related and very spot-related. And there are guys that spend a lot of time that are able to catch fish on a very consistent basis. The bulk of fish, when it's very easy, it's never easy. Sea bass is never easy, but when there's large quantities of them, they're so bait-related. And when we have big areas of squid, that's when that fish is...
Or sardine.
Yeah, or exactly. When there's very large areas of bait in the same zone for an extended period of time, the mass or the big schools, they follow that fish. And so that's how we get, you know, that's how we'll get our larger quantities, where they're more apt to being caught on rod and reel. And that oftentimes is just associated with a little cooler water. It's more often moon phase related. So, you know, when we have big, giant spawning squid areas down here and up and down the beach everywhere, we just see a lot more sea bass. And with this warmer water trend that we've been in, there's been a little bit less bait. So that resident fish is still there that lives in those kelp lines. But those big schools that follow that bait around, that's what's been lacking. And I think that's why we see a little bit less. They're harder to catch, and so there's less people fishing for them, and they make the highlight reel a little bit less often when there's just less hitting the dock.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's perfectly put.
Cool? Yeah. You got it. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out who's going to be our big winner, and when we come back, we're going to be doing just that. We're going to be finding out who's going fishing on a full-day trip on board the Liberty. We're going to find out who's got themselves a brand-new pair of Maui Jims and the best in the business, a brand-new CalStar 770 H-Rod. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once, and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com. great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the full-day trip on board the Liberty is going to Don in Woodland Hills. Don, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on the Liberty. Wayne in Point Loma's got himself a brand-new pair of Maui Jims, and Jeffrey from Rosarito's got the best in the biz, a brand-new CalStar rod. Corey, it's already been a crazy morning. So much cool stuff going
on
here.
So much going on down here, Rick.
Like you said it best, you're crazy not to come down.
Oh, you're crazy not to be down here.
Fun day, free.
I know a lot of the Friends of Rollo stuff is sold, but I still see a lot there. But the Reel a Week raffle,
yes,
Rick,
yep.
I will be buying a couple of those tickets to be in the Reel a Week raffle. And look forward to being down here and coming on down. A lot of people. And
yep, you couldn't have said it better. Right at the Point Loma Landings in San Diego, there's free parking. Just head on down to Shelter Island. There's free shuttles that'll bring you back over. You could always park in the Westies lot, which is right in between the Best Western and the Holiday Inn. Free samples, Fisherman's Processing's here. It's just a great time and a fun family event. We look forward to seeing y'all come
enjoying
down.
My Point Loma seafood squid sandwich when we're done.
That sounds good to me. And we look forward to seeing you next week, next Saturday, right here on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have a great show. Captain Marcus Medak, Captain Drew Card, and Captain Andrew Viola. We're going to be talking the Queen. We're going to be talking the new Loanne. And we're going to be talking about the Prowler with Captain Andrew moving over to Seaforth. That's going to be a great show. And next Sunday, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. We look forward to talking to you next week with a couple of great shows. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.